For authors, when you're thinking of your brand, it's really how you're presenting yourself to readers, to publishers, to literary agents, to people who you want to buy slots in their newsletter, and you're just begging BookBub to let you break in just once. Welcome to A Book and a Dream with Megan O'Russell, an author's adventure in writing, reading, and being an epic fangirl. Hello, my name is Megan O'Russell, and welcome to episode 68 of A Book and a Dream. Author brands. What is it, why it's important, and why it's going to make your head spin and drive you a little crazy to get it right. Now, as a consumer, a reader, however you like, you may not necessarily know what branding is. If you've never had a need to market anything, good for you. You are winning at life. You have avoided so many pitfalls and drama. Yay, no marketing. But for those of us who have to market, or for people who want to learn about marketing, a brand is something that encompasses everything you want people to know about your product, or in the case of an author, about you. For authors, when you're thinking of your brand, it's really how you're presenting yourself to readers, to publishers, to literary agents, to people who you want to buy slots in their newsletter, and you're just begging BookBub to let you break in just once. That's what you're presenting to them. Now, in broader terms, brand is things like a Nike, just do it. We all know it's this cool little swoop, it's really sportsy, and people play basketball. Cool. We all know what Nike is. That's their brand. Or you can think of something like Apple Electronics. You have this sleek, cool technology that's all like blended, and there's like white walls and fancy tables and a genius bar. And because it's so like cool, people will line up around the block for every product. And yeah, their phones are really cool and everything, but line up around the block to be the cool kid who has the new toy first. That is the beauty of branding. Now, an author brand, like other product brands, you want to have things like colorscapes, taglines. For me, the tagline that I use is Fantastic Worlds, Unlikely Heroes. You also want to have a little slogan. So for me, that's Escape into Adventure. Now, if you're just watching these videos, listening to this podcast, chances are you've never heard those things from me before. But if you go on my website, if you're on my newsletter, if you're on my social media, you will see those words there. And also, if you check out things like my Instagram, you will see that there is a lot of naturescapes. I love hiking. I love traveling. So with Fantastic Worlds, you are going to see me traveling the world, me hiking. All of my quotes and pictures like that are always on like oceans, mountains, things that imply adventure, because that's what fits with my author brand. Author brand also dives deeper. It goes into what colors you use on your website, the background on your website, the colors you use in your newsletter, the colors you use on your Instagram and Facebook. It goes into what fonts you use on Canva. And those things are all so that people recognize you. So if someone sees something from me, a little square on Instagram that has a quote on it, before they get to the From Ember and Stone by Megan O'Russell, it already has that landscape, that lush feel, and it already has Rahway font because that's what I always use. So if they're scrolling through, hopefully once they've seen enough of my posts, they'll go, oh, it's Megan O'Russell, and they'll stop and read the quote knowing that it's something that they want before they've actually used the brain calories to digest the words I have put on that image. So it's creating an experience that contains continuity, that's fancy, for your audience so that they always know what to expect, they can be drawn to it, and they know what they're looking for. Author brand also dives into who you are as a person, how you present yourself to the public. So let's say Joanna Penn. She is bright. She is happy. She is very intelligent and well-educated. She is the woman with the answers, and she will give them to you cheerfully. You can see that on her website. Her picture is very personable. Her colors are bright. Everything is easy to read. Then if you go to someone like Lee Child with the Jack Reacher series, everything is dark. It is gritty. It is stark. There are no extra words on his website. It is all so streamlined. Then go to someone like Rainbow Rowell. If you go to their website, It's all very modern, very cool. And even the Rainbow Rowell covers across all the series actually have the same sort of cartoonish, cool kid vibe. Even the site has that cool kid vibe. Everything blends together. So Rainbow Rowell has created a brand for all of their books. All of them. I kind of missed the boat on that one. But if you can do it and you start soon enough, that's great. My brand, aside from Fantastic Worlds, Unlikely Heroes, I try to keep it the same around all of my platforms and all of my books. So you can tell from my videos, I hope, we'll go with it, is that I am not the most serious of people. Everything is a little tongue-in-cheek. I am willing to laugh at myself. I am willing to laugh at the absurd and maybe sometimes the not absurd that I shouldn't laugh at, but that's just a character flaw that I'm never going to get rid of. Sorry. I love traveling. So you see that with the travel pictures and the Fantastic Worlds. All of that comes together in that way. I love books, obviously. Well, hopefully all authors love books. Maybe not. Well, we'll see. There are some authors who actually don't like reading. Weird. But so that comes into all of it as well. I have the fangirl. I have the traveling. I have the humor. And those all create my personal brand as an author. Now, that is not to say that my brand won't slowly evolve. For instance, I got two cats this year, so now I'm the crazy cat lady too. I'm like the FIP cat warrior trying to save all the cats from a horrible doom. That's new. That wasn't there before. So that part of my personal brand as an author is evolving with me. This year, social justice has also become a much more important thing. So while I've always been an LGBTQ+ ally, being vocal about that and racial injustice allyship has become very much more important to everyone. So I've become more vocal about it on my platform. Should have been more vocal all along, but can't fix past mistakes. Just going to go forward with it. And there are other things that I should have done better from the beginning as well. For example, I probably should have started a second pen name. P.S. Megan O'Russell isn't really my name. It's close enough. You don't want to spell the other part. It's fine. But I should have probably started a second pen name because yes, Fantastic Worlds Unlikely Heroes encompasses all of my books. Escape into Adventure encompasses all of my books. But then when you look at things like How I Magically Messed Up My Life in 4 Freaking Days, which is contemporary humorous fantasy, and then you look at Anna of Ilbrea, which is like high epic fantasy, not necessarily everything going to turn out great, and there's a little bit of sexy time in there. Those two don't really work. They don't really blend together. They are very different concepts. So if I had been smarter and I wanted to like hit the New York Times bestseller list, I would have streamlined and done like just Bryant or just Enna. Unfortunately, that's not who I am as a person. I like writing dystopian. I like first person. I like third person. I like writing fantasy. I like being a little snarky sometimes. I like being very dramatic sometimes. So unfortunately, all of my books are not going to be able to pull a Rainbow Rowell and just have the perfect series-wide covers that just span everything and all look very cool together. But that's okay. Maybe in the next life I'll like write only dystopian and everything will fit together perfectly. If you're just starting off as an author, maybe think about how you want to do that. Do you just want to write in one genre? And by genre, I don't mean YA. I mean like niche. Like YA contemporary romance. YA reverse harem fantasy romance. Like it gets nichey. It gets real nichey. So if you're just starting out, choose your niche carefully and decide if you want to stray from that niche or not with a very, very open mind as to what it could do to your career because consequences, y'all. But I love it. It's fun. And I wouldn't give up any of my series. So we're just going to have some genre diversity here. Now, brand also goes beyond the fonts you use, the nice little taglines on your website, your books. It also goes beyond your personality. It goes to how you look. For instance, there was an author I know who is known for her very long hair. She does mermaid things, and it's very long, it's very pretty, and she went and she got a horrible haircut, and they cut off too much of her hair. Like a foot and a half of hair when she wanted it to trim. Nightmare-inducing, I know. And so it actually affected her brand because that was part of what she used on her social media platform was her hair. It was the look that everyone knew her by. If you were scrolling up on TikTok, you would know it was her video because you would recognize her hair. That's a part of her. Now, the reason that I'm a little obsessed about brand right now is because later today, actually, I'm going to have my hair chopped off and dye the rest of it blue. I know, that's a big change in brand that goes exactly against everything that I just said authors should do to maintain continuity so that their readers can find them while scrolling through social media. But I want to do it, so I'm going to. But I'm not going to lie, it makes me a little nervous about my branding. Blue hair is, you know, a little unorthodox. Are people going to be like, oh, she's trying to be cool, I don't like her anymore? Or are people going to be like, oh no, she's like not good for children, she should be kept away from my teenager's bookshelves, she's a bad influence? I don't know. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. I could like lose all my social media followers. I don't think that's going to happen. But it could. Or my social media could blow up and I could be stuck needing to have blue hair for the rest of my life because I'm just known as that author with the bright blue hair and I can't change it because then people wouldn't like me anymore because I don't have blue hair. Suddenly going to the salon is a lot bigger of a question because it's not just like, is the lady at Dunkin' Donuts going to look at me funny and put sugar in my coffee when I didn't ask her to as vengeance for me looking weird? It's like, what's this going to do to my career? Which, while it may not always seem like it, is actually more important than coffee. But at the end of it all, I think having blue hair is going to make me happy, so I'm going with it. And we'll see what happens. We'll see how it goes. So as a reader, as a consumer of any kind, what brands do you love? What brands do you love without knowing you actually love them? Is it something like the sleek little label on your socks? Is it like the little angel wings in your bra? Like, what is it that you love and you feel safe with, comfortable with, always look for and seek out in a crowd because you recognize the brand without even knowing it? You recognize what that brand is because of the cues that they have very carefully given you in their advertising. As an author, have you conscientiously built your brand? Do you know what you're presenting to the public? Have you thought through how you present yourself on social media versus in your newsletters versus in your books? Have you thought through the long-term consequences of how you present yourself? If you always seem to be the person who, you know, wants to drink coffee in the corner and you actually hate coffee and want to be in all the social media clubs, then you're probably going to miss out on some opportunities if you present yourself as a loner when that's really not who you want to be. So think about it. Think about the face that you are giving to the public, to the publishing community, to your readers, to everyone, and decide what you want them to see. Because yes, it is weird as an author to like have a book brand and a publishing brand and a personal brand, but they're all the same brand. Yes, it is weird. It is mind-blowing. It's like, who are we, Hollywood stars? Do we get stylists to come in here? Like, are we doing this on our own? And the answer is yes. Until you're super famous, yeah, you're on your own. But on the plus side, you can do it. So just have a think, decide what you want your brand to be, and then embrace it. Because once you know who you are and what face you are presenting, so much of the stress of what to give your readers and what to give your audience just melts away because it's all there, wrapped up in your tiny little author brand. So let me know what brands you love, what brands you hate, and what you think of branding in the comments below. Or if you're listening to the podcast, hop on over to social media and tell me there. And, you know, tell me what your author brand is if you're an author, because I would love to see what other authors are out there and how they are presenting themselves to the public. Until next time, bye-bye.